to have you along, wherever you are, around this ever more troubled and tormented, if not doomed, world that we used to know. It's just a sad thing to watch happen, and so damned quickly. Boy, they had it all laid out. When they sprung the trap, they didn't mess around. Look what's happened in just the last 3 years. And I'm appalled at how the American people and many of the people around the world who have an inkling about what's being done to them are doing nothing to stand up to this. How many dead are there in the formerly United States from these injections? How many dead are there from the virus? Originally, it didn't have much of a mortality rate, but we don't know. But we certainly do know that the injections have killed a lot of family members, a lot of children, a lot of unborn babies. And what are the Americans doing about it? I don't see anybody, I'm not recommending this, I don't see anybody going rogue and going after a doctor who prescribed, get your whole family injected, yes, as soon as possible. I don't see anybody going after a nurse who was giving these injections or a corporation that forced employees, mandated that they get the shots, ruining their households, taking their lives to a very short leash. They won't live very long. I don't see anybody doing anything. Now, in a normal Hollywood kind of movie milieu, you'd expect that. You'd expect it. But Americans are doing nothing. Yeah, they bitch about things on social media and write Substack pieces, but what are they doing? Anyhow, here's the better half of this research team that we spend so much time trying to help you understand what's going on. How are you, young lady?
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah. It's not easy. It's not easy. Eric and I talked...
Well, the curse of knowing.
And it is. It's the curse of knowing. We talk about a lot of things, and I think for those of you out there who are listening to Broadcastify, just like it sounds, Broadcast IFY, and following and monitoring your local EMT, fire department dispatches for health emergencies, are hearing what we're hearing. And there's a lot of activity out there. Things have really changed. Give us a little quick report on what you're hearing. Whenever I talk to Eric, I hear dispatches going on in the background. It's quite amazing.
It is picking up. We have more tourists in this area, being summertime. But I don't think that's really what's accounting for the increase, because these seem to be mostly resident calls as opposed to hotels and tourist traps. But the thing that I've noticed, strangely, is the number of falls. I mean, not that there weren't some falls, up until now, but it seems to have dramatically increased.
Right.
And quite a few of them involve a head strike. So, you know,
they're out on the way down. They're gone. This is not a controlled descent.
Right. They didn't trip and... somehow try to brace themselves, and end up dislocating a shoulder. No, they're going down, and, if it's an uncontrolled fall or drop, you are apt to hit your head.
And you could knock loose a few clots that are just sitting around up there, too. You never know.
Yeah.
All kinds of fun things. All right. Here's another issue we have spent time on. And I think many of you listening also understand, at least intuitively, if not intellectually, that the alt-news world is fraught with danger, frauds, phonies, lies, disinformation, misinformation, and basically just browbeating people with lies and fiction. It's just nonstop. It's very difficult to make your way through. And you've got a nice way of looking at this. Go ahead. It's very succinct.
Well, a number of people that were wise enough to understand there was something awry with this whole thing, smart enough to decline or refuse the injections, managed to find their way to the alt-news arena and have some belief that they have somehow, by virtue of that, found their way to the truth. And it's anything but. You still have to use an extraordinary level of discernment, I would say, to determine whether or not what you're hearing has any truth to it. Because I'm seeing a lot of misinformation and disinformation, probably more than I've seen ever in these past 2 years. And it's frightening. I mean, people are being conned a second time with some of this stuff.
Well said. Yeah. Conned, duped, deceived, and led down the wrong path. And boy, there are a lot of paths that people are being led down. You've got. Remember the Hydra story? We could go back through all these things, but
yeah, that
no
was one of the first ones.
One of the big ones, yeah. And it's just sickening. Graphene continues to rear its head as being a critical item. There's graphene in everything. Now the latest is there's snake venom in everything. But look, whenever you hear the word venom, you wouldn't miss anything if you immediately switched away from that, whoever's spewing it. That's not the issue.
Well, the thing is, it's in your face every time you turn around right now. And that alone should make you question, why is it that they want us fixated on venom and this nicotinic acetylcholine receptor? Why is that? It's the ACE2 receptor that is the primary target, and that's well established.
Well established.
And taking something like nicotine because you think it's going to block the receptor and somehow protect you, No, there is extensive research showing that by taking nicotine, you are making yourself more susceptible, number one, to the virus. The virus needs the ACE2 to attach to and then infect and replicate in. And when you take nicotine, you actually increase the expression of your ACE2 receptors. You make more of them. So there's more opportunities for the spike or the virus to attach to. And
making
that begins
more homes,
the problem.
More homes for the spike. That's what you're doing.
And now they're saying, someone's saying that nicotine is the same as nicotinic acid. Oh, no, it's not. Nicotinic acid is a form of niacin. It's a form of niacin that you desperately need to protect yourself from this illness and to recover from it if you get it, because this is something that is drained during the infection. And when you don't have enough of this niacin, nicotinic acid, you will deplete your NAD levels. NAD is what you need to make energy, to repair your DNA, and without NAD, a cell dies very quickly. So nicotine is not the same as nicotinic acid. Whoever is saying that is either lying or grossly misinformed, and you shouldn't be listening to them.
But we're not going to. Their names are obvious to anyone who pays attention to this.
There's obviously a very big agenda right now to get people to fixate on this other receptor when, in fact, it's the ACE2 that is driving the pathology, allowing the attachment of the spike on the endothelium and the components in the blood. And it all goes downhill from there. Then, you know, your immune system gets involved and you start forming these complexes that can lead to autoimmune disease and hypersensitivity reactions, not to mention the hypoxia, you know, tissue starvation of oxygen. And the other thing that nicotine does is it doesn't initiate cancer, but it will promote cancer because it stimulates the production of something called VEGF, which stands for vascular endothelial growth factor. So when you've got a tumor forming, a tumor would very much like to have a blood supply, and this VEGF is what it needs to do that. And nicotine will promote that very nicely. So if you're taking nicotine, I would seriously rethink that.
Did you get it? Nicotine will promote the growth, the expression of ACE2 all over the body, making more docking stations for the spike protein, which your body is making by the trillions if you have been injected. Think about it. No one's telling you that.
Well, so the other thing, that you need
and
to...
one other thing. If what they were saying were true, it wouldn't be saying it. Understand that. The alt-news world is completely controlled. Nothing gets to the prominence of this nicotine hustle unless it is deemed to be desirable. Okay?
I would agree. The other well-known side effects of nicotine are the vasoconstriction, the constricting of your vasculature, and the thickening of the blood. Now, those are two things you're already having problems with because of the inflammation upon exposure to the spike protein. So you want to add to that?
It's just crazy.
It's the most absurd thing yet.
Yes, it is. When Erica said the people who find their way to the alt-news community, the alt-news world, think that they found their way to a reality check. Oh, no. Oh, no. Au contraire. They're in trouble unless they understand that there are players and the big three and the big ten and all the green screeners are either in it because they're part and parcel of the machine or they're in it for ego reasons. That's the driving factor for most, not all, most of them. So you're in trouble just from the get-go. And most of these green screeners and mid-level types, all they do is repeat other people's work. That's all they do.
Well, and that gives it gives it legs. It gives it, you know,
that's
validity
how they do it.
If they hear it over and over again.
Yeah, it just spins up into something big. That's right. It's bad. So just as soon as you think you know it all, not you people, as soon as people in general think, I know it all, it's nicotine, you're out of the game. You're done. You're toast. You're gone. You stopped
this
asking.
This is a very, very complicated
inquiring. Yes, it is.
Disease. And it's different in everybody, and there's not going to be a quick fix for everybody. I mean, this people's immune systems respond differently to whatever this poison is. It does seem to vary somewhat. But in general, I mean, we are able to find the spike protein through immunohistochemistry with the people who have died and been injected. And even the ones that have died from the infection, we can find more than the spike. We can find the other viral proteins as well. So that part of the story or the narrative does add up. And we can make predictions about what the spike does when it's in the body that matches very nicely with what we are seeing clinically. So, yeah, the way the spike engages or interacts with people's immune system varies. You can have several different types of hypersensitivity reactions, and that's not going to be fixed by giving somebody nicotine. It's not going to be fixed by drinking hydrogen peroxide. You know, come on.
And no, there's not snake venom in your drinking water. There's not snake venom in chemtrails. There's not snake venom everywhere. Look, this is all, it's crap to misdirect, mislead, and dupe the already overwhelmed majority of the populace that doesn't know which way to turn. They're in a state of chaos if they're trying to invest themselves in doing any research at all. Which many of them don't. They've withdrawn. They can't take it. I don't blame them. They've got PTSD from this. And they're being betrayed by many, many big names in this field. No question about it. None.
Yeah, it's really tragic to watch this. And I feel for people that don't have a background in science that are trying to navigate this. It's...
Well,
really,
that's what we try to do here. We try to present this in a very friendly, user-friendly fashion, so you can at least get a grip on it. Listen to the programs, share the programs. They're real. There's nothing hokey going on here. And it's difficult for us sometimes to wend our way through the labyrinth of lies and deceit and fraud to get hold of what's really important. But we've done that to a very successful and large degree, and we're proud of the work we've done. We've worked very hard on this, especially Erica. 2.5+ years now, and we have not been wrong about anything that I can think of.
No, I don't think so. I think we've...
No. And if we were, we'd be the first to tell you. We would immediately revise our thinking. Now, here's a video. This is a tactical nuke, okay? And what it is simple. 2 minutes of Dr. Peter McCullough basically saying, and look, you know us. We're not in this for ego at all. But facts are facts. He is saying what we have been saying for the last 2.5 years or thereabout. And he does it he's articulate, straightforward. This is 2 minutes long, and he's not playing games. The same thing we do. So it's nice to see Dr. McCullough repeating the realities that we have found out about in all the work we've done. So here we go. Take a listen. 2 minutes. And this is reality. All I got to do is be able to get the cursor to come down here, and there it is. All right, here we go. Dr. Peter McCullough.
You know, everything we've learned with the messenger RNA vaccines and the other vaccines, but we should talk about messenger RNA since 75% of Americans took a shot. We know that from the COVID States Project. And of those, 94% took messenger RNA. This is what we know now. This is a disaster. For sure, messenger RNA causes heart damage via the spike protein, neurologic damage like stroke and intracranial hemorrhage, neuropathy, Guillain-Barré syndrome, proven. Blood clotting. The spike protein is found in blood clots. Blood clots larger than we've ever seen before, not responsive to blood thinners. They don't seem to dissolve. And then lastly, immunologic problems like multi-system inflammatory disorder. Now, Jeff, new news to make matters worse. You can't believe this. The spike protein, which is produced in abundance, the S1 and the S2 segment, looks like the S2 segment in a paper from University of Pittsburgh by Singh and colleagues. It interferes with two tumor suppressor systems, P53 and BRCA, B-R-C-A, meaning our ability to keep cancer cells in check is lost. And now Kevin McKernan has a paper on preprint server. He's found cDNA, which is coming off the E. coli part of the manufacturing, cDNA in high concentrations contaminating these vials. And, Jeff, you can't believe it, but you know what one of the sequences is? SV40. SV40 is a known tumor gene promoter. So we have a situation now, which is the data started coming together. These messenger RNA shots promote cancers through SV40 and inhibit their immune suppression through suppressing P53 and BRCA. And now we have cancer rates skyrocketing. You know, it's not conclusive the vaccines are causing it, but right now there's no other explanation. In every country in the world that mass vaccinated, cancer rates are skyrocketing.
Okay. There it is, summed up very nicely from a different position, different perspective than you're used to hearing here. But he's on board 100%. He's right. I don't know how long ago it was that Erica began talking about the P53 being suppressed, the BRCA being suppressed. And those are your primary two fighters against tumors. And when those are taken offline, you're toast. That's where all the cancers are coming from. You can't fight cancer anymore. Plus, anybody who's vaxxed has VADs. So their overall immune competence is crippled for openers. And then you take those two key items out of service, and you're done. You're done. You're going to die. You're going to die sooner than you would have otherwise. You have been deprived immediately of a full, long and healthy, happy life. It's over.
Yeah, there's so many pathways to cancer with these things. You know, he said the SV40 is a cancer promoter, but it's only a promoter. It just depends on what protein is it promoting. Well, in this case, it would be the expression of the spike, which I would say is a cancer protein. So from that aspect, yes. If this thing gets into your nucleus, I would say you have a very, very high probability of getting cancer.
Nothing is 100%, but this is awfully damned high. Yeah, I'm going to play this again. All right? And it'll stick better the second time for a lot of you out there.
Everything we've learned with the messenger RNA vaccines and the other vaccines, but we should talk about messenger RNA since 75% of Americans took a shot. We know that from the COVID States Project. And of those, 94% took messenger RNA. This is what we know now. This is a disaster. For sure, messenger RNA causes heart damage via the spike protein, neurologic damage like stroke and intracranial hemorrhage, neuropathy, Guillain-Barré syndrome, proven. Blood clotting, the spike protein is found in blood clots larger than we've ever seen before, not responsive to blood thinners, they don't seem to dissolve. And then lastly, immunologic problems like multi-system inflammatory disorder. Now, Jeff, new news to make matters worse. You can't believe this. The spike protein, which is produced in abundance, the S1 and the S2 segment, looks like the S2 segment in a paper from University of Pittsburgh by Singh and colleagues. It interferes with two tumor suppressor systems, P53 and BRCA, BRCA, meaning our ability to keep cancer cells in check is lost. And now Kevin McKernan has a paper on preprint server. He's found cDNA, which is coming off the E. coli part of the manufacturing, cDNA in high concentrations contaminating these vials. And Jeff, you can't believe it, but you know what one of the sequences is? SV40. SV40 is a known tumor gene promoter. So we have a situation now, which is the data started coming together. These messenger RNA shots promote cancers through SV40 and inhibit their immune suppression through suppressing P53 and BRCA. And now we have cancer rates skyrocketing. You know, it's not conclusive the vaccines are causing it, but right now there's no other explanation. In every country in the world that mass vaccinated, cancer rates are skyrocketing.
Okay. All right. And you heard him mention blood thinners don't work. That's because a lot of the clots are protein clots, amyloid clots. Blood thinners have no effect on those whatsoever. None. And they're growing everywhere in your body. The spike protein is so insidious. It has so many different ways of interrupting normal, healthy life function. It's a catastrophically satanic biological weapon. These are simple truths now. People who study this know. Anybody who honestly looks at this knows. Anyone who's taken the mRNA shot, virtually everyone will expect to see a much, much shorter life. And that's being charitable. And as you know, the injuries are horrific for a lot of these people. And they suffer 25 hours a day. Their lives are already over, even though they're still functioning. They're in misery. Yeah. Horrors.
Some of these pain syndromes that people are enduring, the myocarditis that just never lets up.
I don't know how they do it. I really don't.
No.
Pain in your chest feels like your entire rib cage, your chest is constricted, and there's pain inside nonstop, and there's nothing to be done about it. Myocarditis doesn't go away easily. I don't know of any real cases where someone is 100% better after getting into this. They live with it. They take their blood thinners and they do all these things. That's no good.
One person that I've been working with somewhat closely who has the myocarditis from the vax, you can't even imagine the number of pharmaceuticals and supplements this person has tried. This is the one that fasted for twice now for probably longest one was 18, 19 days to try to overcome this injury. And it's still struggling. You know, it had some benefits, but there is nothing yet that has resolved this.
No.
Nothing that has resolved the clotting, despite being on this triple therapy, what I would call it quadruple therapy, because it's aspirin, it's Plavix, it is Eliquis, and it's natokinase. And all four of those things are just barely keeping her blood flowing.
And you know what Eric is talking about. You've seen the images, you've seen the videos, you've seen the photographs. The blood is thick like sludge. It's dark. It's devoid of most of its oxygen-carrying potential. The heme has been separated from the iron by the spike. It's awful. All right, what was this about? I forget who it was. Was it a chiropractor, 53, perfect health, gym, supplements, non-injected?
Yeah.
I don't want to go into too much detail, but the stories we see all the time now are enough to make most people just throw up their hands and give up. But you can't. You can't do that. You have to exercise caution. You have to understand that shedding is more than real. And we're going to talk about they in just a minute, they knew damn well that this would be the ideal configuration of a bioweapon to have shedding do what it does, and that's spread it. It's like not unlike TB. Did you hear the story about the 4,500 minimum children? And we don't know which kind of TB they have. They have not latent, they have active TB. Is it normal TB? Is it MDR TB? Or is it XDR TB? And the price breakdowns are, if you have normal TB, it's about 9 months, maybe $150,000 if you're lucky. If you have MDR TB, it's maybe two, three years, maybe $250,000 worth of treatments. And if you have XDR TB, you better make sure your will is filled out and up to date. That's bad. This
well,
is not
you
a
know,
joke.
I've long suspected we're going to have outbreaks of TB. Predisposing people to acquiring that is having iron-loaded macrophages in the lungs, because tuberculosis is one of these pathogens that requires iron. It really thrives in an iron-rich environment.
Mm-hmm.
Which if you have inflammation in the lungs, you can bet you have iron-loaded macrophages there, especially after 2 years of dealing with this spike protein.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Fertile ground for TB.
Again, they're putting these... The O-Biden regime, the communist Bolshevik regime, being run by Bolsheviks at a world level, knows all this. They know exactly what they're doing. This administration is actively and willingly participating in the destruction of what's left of this country in many ways and on many fronts. It's not just one or two. This is a wholesale takedown of these formerly United States of America. And I told you this a long time ago, that I was told by someone who knows, we are pulling the plug on the United States. It's done. Its day is over. Same with Western Europe. I was told this over 5 years ago, and damn have they done it. Just
They're
incredible.
Doing.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's go back and listen to a little bit more with Dr. Peter McCullough, and he is going to name names. These are very important. Ralph Baric, who I think Erica was the first person to mention, well, where's Ralph Baric? Because he was involved with this. Peter Daszak, the little cretin Fauci, and Xi Zhengli, the Bat Lady. These are four of the bigger names in this. Let's listen to how McCullough describes their their roles in the conspiracy. And it is a conspiracy, a horrible conspiracy of death.
I remember, by the way, there was a Lancet article that came out at the beginning talking about the Furin cleavage, which to my mind showed clearly that COVID had been modified and manufactured. Do you remember that paper?
I do. And, you know, so much of this is captured in the July 11th release of the House Select Committee on the Origins of the Coronavirus. This is a stunning 53-page document that's searchable. And you can just see the cover-up that happened when these scientists, including Anthony Fauci, Francis Collins, Christian Anderson from Scripps, Edwin Holmes from University of Sydney, and when you can see what they were saying in January of 2020, they basically said, holy F, what are we going to do about this? Ralph Barrett created this virus with his research plans. Peter Daszak shuttled them over to China, and Dr. Shengling Li used her team, and they created SARS-CoV-2. They had the prototype right there in 2015. And what that group did is they agreed to publish a fraudulent paper in Nature Medicine called The Origins of SARS-CoV-2, The Natural Origins, and then 11 additional fraudulent papers. And it's all there caught in the Select Committee report.
Just a quick note. For those of you who watch the alt news retinue of frauds and phonies, when they start waving papers around, a lot of these papers are frauds. And when they start raving, I've got the patents, when they rave about that, patent means nothing. It's a it's simply a registration of an idea, keeping it simple. So just keep that in mind, too. Just because someone says, well, I've got the papers, or I've got the patents, means absolutely next to nothing.
I remember that. And I think that Daszak sending it over to China to be released was part of the cover-up plans, because I think there was, inside the intelligence community, I think there was a debate of where that should come out. And I've talked about that before. But could you go over that briefly?
So Peter Daszak leads the EcoHealth Alliance. That is a non-government organization that encourages U.S. and other academic groups to write grants. He helps them write the grants. And then when the NIH money comes out, they take part of it, and then they organize the collaboration. You know, it's come out that Peter Daszak has over $250,000 U.S. government dollars he spent on first-class tickets flying to China from 2017 forward. And to make matters worse, he's completely implicated in the creation of this biological disaster that we've had. The NIH has recently given him more money. They released him from his prior grants, and now he's taking money to Singapore to work with Duke University of Singapore on, guess what, creating more bat coronaviruses. He's trying to hold dozens and dozens of threats, being the viruses, and then having a line of countermeasures, monoclonal antibodies, vaccines, and therapeutics. So he's playing the game of biological warfare in his NGO, trying to become more powerful.
That harkens back to, you know, Lever at Harvard, who had a PLA, People's Liberation Army Military Intelligence, second lieutenant female, which I think was running him. And she was charged with espionage, but she was allowed to go back to China. Then Lever gets 2 days in jail and pays a $50,000 fine, which is what he was making in 1 month when he would fly to Wuhan. So clearly, this is medical intelligence. The unrestricted warfare doctrine of China via the Thousand Talents overt espionage recruitment program is via bioweapons, via the Medical Intelligence Committee, and Fauci is really the head of that. Medical intelligence is something that is in the intelligence community. It's nothing new, but nobody seems to be able to get their head around that. Even the Patriots seem to have a difficult time talking about that.
The new vaccine frontman appears to have emerged as Peter Hotez in Houston, commonly seen with a bow tie in his bunker in his house, dean of the School of Tropical Medicine. He's been pushing vaccines now for 2.5 years. Turns out that he had NIAID grants, the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Disease grants, NIH grants, with Dr. Jiang from Fudan University in Shanghai in 2015. And guess what for? SARS-CoV-2 biodefense grants. In 2015, working on vaccines for the receptor binding domain. So it turns out Hotez was in on this grand plan the entire time. And here he was pretending on CNN that the virus just came out of nature and that we were caught by surprise. He was working on this the entire time.
If you haven't seen Hotez, H-O-T-E-Z, you ought to just pull up a video or two and look if you want to be amused. This guy is a real clown. He's sharp, but he is pushing the dark side like few people do. He's right up there now. He is the new mouth of Satan in this whole game. There are lots of mouths out there. He's I laugh. He's funny. Bow tie, the whole thing.
Wow. And I don't think it's an accident that's in Texas, because they want to infiltrate Texas. Texas is trying to do a lot of good work. You know, the border is gone. But, you know, my friend and fellow veteran Pete Chambers was a special forces lieutenant colonel, also a medical doctor, you know, took the jab and then stood up against it. Now has vaccine injury, but is making a big difference. But I think right where you're at is a front. So what's it like inside the medical community inside Texas? Because Texas is clearly, it's not just the illegals coming across, the Chinese fighting age men coming across, but it's also the real fight is in the biotech space. What's that like there?
Oh, Jeff, you got it. You know, another institution that's played a role in this is University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, UTMB, the oldest, venerable medical school in Texas. It turns out they had hosted a series of Chinese scientists after the SARS-1 outbreak in order to actually try to create a more dangerous and infectious virus. Among them, Dr. Xiao Cao, who was there at the UTMB. He actually had a Chinese supervisor. His Chinese supervisor went and joined ultimately GlaxoSmithKline, and then he returned to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. He's come out and told the Chinese press that in February of 2019, he was given 4 strains of SARS-CoV-2, and he was told to find the most infectious and most lethal strain.
Do you understand? This has been given the highest priority years ago by some of the brightest minds in their fields and told to come up with the most virulent, deadly form of SARS-CoV-2. They were told. You're hearing all this right here. It's the real deal.
And then reports are coming out that potentially this was tested against athletes who were there. It was released among athletes who were there in Wuhan for an athletic competition. They all got sick. And this brings in a whole new dimension of this, because before this was U.S. research that just went bad and leaked out of the lab in Wuhan. What Xiao Cao is saying is that, wait a minute, this was intentional. The Chinese had basically co-opted some American property, basically, and probably one of the 4 was the prototypical Ralph Baric strain devised at University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill on the computer. So a lot more is going to come out on this, but I think it was looking more and more as if the Chinese had, in a sense, co-opted an American biological threat, and then they mishandled it, and that's how it got out. But one thing that's clear, Jeff, when they held Event 201 in the fall of 2019, even former CDC Director Redfield says this, the virus was out and on the move in Wuhan. Event 201 was not a planning meeting. It was actually an operational meeting. And guess what? George Cao, who was the Chinese CDC director, he was paired up with Avril Haines, and their section was, well, a scenario planning is, what if it comes out of the lab? How do we deceive the world on a lab leakage? Well, guess what? Avril Haines, National Intelligence, and she is blocking the release
of the U.S. documents that were ordered to be declassified on the Wuhan lab. So,
okay, we're going to stop there. These videos will be up in our archive for you on the right-hand side of the homepage. Look at them, share them, share this program again. The more you push this program around, the more hope many people will have. At least when you understand the basic rudiments of how this was all put together and some of the names. He's naming names here. We've named the same names to a large degree. We understand. But it's good to see Peter McCullough sticking his neck right out and speaking loudly and clearly. That was a very interesting little summary.
Yeah. Very, very concise as to the sequence of events.
Right.
Who's involved.
Well, Event 201, the whole thing, there was nothing happenstance about any of it. This was a plan to depopulate much of the world. Simple. Mm. And now, as you heard him say in the first video, any country in the world who massively vaccinated is seeing massive cancers now because of the P53 and the BRCA suppression. It's very simple when you look at it in that respect. The problem with this is it has dozens of ways of doing you in, not just one or two. They've got a whole raft of things they can write into a death certificate as cause of death. It's really
That's
a piece
true.
Of cake for them. So
and people are buying it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nonstop. Nonstop. Okay. All right. Anything we want to add to that?
I don't think so.
All right. Any updates, simple updates on the iron issue, which is confusing the hell out of a lot of people?
Well, just know that the iron regulation is a problem with this mm-hmm. illness. People do develop anemia. It can be an iron deficiency anemia, depending on whether they're having some form of bleeding or not. But then it's compounded or confounded by the fact that they have inflammation, which is causing their body to withhold iron so that it mm-hmm. cannot be used for the production of red blood cells. To get to the bottom of it, people really do need to have a full iron panel and then somebody that knows how to interpret that. I would not go out and just willy-nilly take an iron supplement, believing that iron deficiency is the problem. It may not be. There can be many reasons why a person's anemic. B12 deficiency, folate deficiency. There could be an issue with the production of heme, which the spike protein is known to interfere with. So if you can't manufacture heme, you can't incorporate an iron molecule to build a red blood cell. There's many different reasons why somebody could be anemic if they're truly anemic, and you need to determine
you need
the
to get
cause
lucky
of the anemia.
And find a real medical pro who understands this. It's not simple. There are
no simple
answers to this.
And overriding an absorption problem by going to have infusions could be really disastrous.
Well, we can go back to nicotine patches. Not what you want to do. Make more homes for the spike protein. Constrict your vasculature. Very smart.
Thicken your blood.
You go into these alt news paradigms of the truth, and you're going to get conned. And I'm not saying they're all run by the deep state, but
have their bullhorns out and are screaming that they've got the answer. None of them understand the pathology of this disease with any proficiency.
No, they don't.
They are massively oversimplifying it, and I would say you're getting very bad advice, if not dangerous advice, in some of these situations.
Well, again, I'm not saying they're all under the thumb of the deep state, but they all know what to do to stay in the good graces of people who would otherwise cause them real problems. That's another way to look at it. Just remember, when you hear the word venom or nicotine, go somewhere else. Go listen to one of our programs. You're not going to get conned.
No, I mean, you know, I can see these things for the scams that they are because, I've been in the field for a long time. I'll just say a long time. And it jumps out at me. I can spot a con, and this alt news arena is full of them right now. Absolutely full of them.
Shamelessly so.
Yeah, shamelessly.
There's one particular voice who has now ascended to extraordinary levels of celebrityhood. You know who it is. It's the friendly little chiropractor, Mr. Venom. So just be advised. We've made it clear, and we've offered what we want to see you think about, and hopefully you will. All right, let's jump over to a few. Let's do this marital discord thing. That's a nice little thread.
Okay.
Since July 17th. See it?
You start. I'll find it.
All right. It's July 17th, and it's 2, 4, 6, 8, 7 down. 2, 4, 6. It's number 7. It's number 1, marital discord. A happy theme that many of us are familiar with. I'm kidding. All right. Hubby is jabbed. I'm not, and will not ever. We met friends for dinner Thursday evening. Every single one jabbed. And the one sitting next to me was really emitting the rotting smell. The next day, I ended up with a big skin abscess. Next, my hubby never reeked until after he got jabbed. He had to keep his job. After the jab, he started reeking, and just in the last month, that smell has quadrupled. I've noticed the same thing from friends who got it. The evil ones somehow planned it so the deaths would be spread out and wouldn't cause people to panic if they all died close together. I'm not jabbed, but have been suffering health issues due to hubby sweating and still feeling the need to touch me, even though he knows that is off limits. I'm praying that they find a way to fix this quickly before we lose any more friends and family. Onward.
Someone says, I work with them. The smell, the initial symptoms I get. It is possible to detox from this bioweapon. What are you doing to detox? Reply, she says, I have things for him to take to detox. He claims he takes them. But then again, he lied about getting the jab for almost a year.
God, how can people do
that? We are building a house.
Boggles my mind.
We're building a house, and once it's done, he will need to stay at work. The smell and the utter disregard for my health ticks me off.
So they're building a new home, the American dream, married, building a home, and he's not going to be able to go into the home because he's going to ruin it. So I assume he will need to stay at work as her way of saying, he ain't coming home here. I don't know. God, the smell and the utter disregard for my health ticks me off, as well it should. Go ahead.
Someone says, and how do you deal with the symptoms? With distance. When he is at work, he's in another country. When he's home, I have to keep distance from him because the smell is strong. For months, I'd had him sleeping in a guest room on the opposite side of the house. I can't even walk into that room because the smell is so bad. If he takes off his shirt, for example, and tosses it in the closet instead of washing it, the room smells even through the closed door.
Just imagine what their lovely new home is going to be like I don't know. This is another awful one. All right. Next one. Someone comments, with distance. When he is at work.
I just read that.
Okay.
Right below it.
For me, I think it is unusual that the smell causes nerve pain in me and other unjabbed people I know. How does it make you ill, is the question. Interesting. Go ahead.
Response, my joints are failing. I've had one knee replaced, but it's getting bad. The other knee blew out. Migraines, bad pain in all my joints, a nasty cyst in a very uncomfortable place after a dinner out with hubby and other jabbed friends, not bottom. My teeth are getting bad when I've always had good teeth. The list is long, and I feel like I'm falling apart.
Here's the last one. I do my best to avoid them, even kicking my hubby to the other side of the house, not letting him touch me, etc. It got so that I couldn't stand living in our old house in an area where the population exploded. So I bought some land 2 hours further east in a rural area. Right now I'm dealing with builders and contractors. This is their building the new house. Without knowing who is jabbed and who isn't, I'm thankful that my property has hundreds of trees filtering the mess out of the air. I hate going shopping now. I used to love it, and only go when I have to. Hubby works out of the country, as you heard earlier, and is gone for weeks at a time, leaving me time to sanitize everything he has touched or sat in. He gets me really pissed at him when I follow behind him and sanitize. He gets pissed at me when I follow him around and sanitize, or hand it to him and make him deal with his own shedding mess. He always made sure to sit his sweaty body in my chair and to get mad when I made him get up and sanitize it. Finish that off.
I have plenty of supplements to help with it and have given him a supply too. Right now, they're all buried in any of three different storage units located in two different facilities. The house will be done around the end of August, and I will be able to get to my supplements.
Happy day.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Well,
you can almost write the finish to this one.
I know it.
Not going to have a happy ending. All right, that's about it. And just to, again, remind you, these are anecdotal reports. We understand that. They're not scientific papers, which we also understand can be false, fraudulent, and phony. So you take your pick, you take your choices. And we think that people talking about this from a first-person real-life situation is very helpful. That's why we go there and do these things. All right, anything you want to add here?
Nope.
Oh, we didn't get to do unvaxxed women passing graphene.
We can say that for Friday.
Oh, my. Yes, we will. All right. Thank you all for being here. We appreciate you.
Yes, thank you. Okay, good night, Jeff. Good night, everyone.
All right. We'll be right back with Hour 3 next.